Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGNR. We've been talking a lot about crime and incarceration on the afternoon news in recent days. And read today of a new program at Stateville involving a music studio. It was the brainchild of attorney Ari Williams. She joins us now. Ari, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell me what this is about, this idea of having a recording studio for inmates at Stateville.
I'm a criminal defense attorney. I'm 31 years old. I'm from Inglewood. I have rappers in my family, or some of my family, like, they rap. I have a 16-year-old cousin. He likes to rap. They like to sing. We actually have a recording studio in my grandmother's home that my uncle's built. And I know that a lot of the individuals in custody, they like to rap. They're my clients, mm-hmm. right? I'm seeing them every day. I'm talking to them. I'm listening to their stories. They love music. Music feeds the soul. And I just always thought that it would be cool to have a recording studio, something that they may want to do, that they enjoy to do while they're serving their time. I thought about it one day. I reached out to a representative from the Illinois Department of Corrections, Camille Lindsay. I said, Camille, I have this idea. Can you help me? And she's like, hey, Ari, I think it's phenomenal. I'm down. My dad is good friends with Common. I reached out to my dad. He and his other friend, they're all mutual friends. He reached out to them. They reached out to Common, however that happened. And his team agreed to be a part of it. They're actually doing this work in California. So it was like right up their alley to do it in his home state, Illinois. And so it was just a no-brainer to get involved.
Attorney Ari Williams is on the phone with us. She was instrumental in getting this recording studio in Stateville. Ari, it's up and running now?
It is.
Okay, and so not just anybody can use it, right? How do you get in the program?
No, so there's an application process. Anthony, who is he's a musician, he's a producer / engineer, he basically is running it. So he ran a program in Cook County Jail that he started. So I found him on the internet. I researched recording studios and jails and prisons, found that Cook County Jail had one, called the individual who put it all together, which is Anthony Bland. He's running it in Stateville for me. So he has an application process. He has surveys that go out. And it's really about passion. It's really about people who have a love for music and that want to learn.
We were talking yesterday about the state's attorney and all, you know, the big story about the Austin, you know, shootings and all of that. And I had a couple of callers who say that one of the problems is that not Stateville, but incarceration is too comfortable for people who are in there. I don't necessarily share that, but I would imagine people listening are repeating that today. Why is it important to provide this raps or this studio, this music studio for the inmates?
Incarceration is absolutely not comfortable. They're in a cage. Human beings are not designed to live in cages. That is what it is.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely not comfortable. Certain prisons don't have clean water. There are issues with them not being provided food, that quality food. It's not comfortable at all. Their families are away. They have children. Some children were born when the inmate was sentenced, and they've never seen their children before. They have families. They have mothers. They have brothers. So it's absolutely not a comfortable place for them. I think that if we provide care for them while they are in there and assist with rehabilitation, treating them like human beings so that when they get out, they can feel like they are worthy. What happens is society condemns them continuously. They serve their sentence, they do their time, they get out, they're labeled as felons. They're not provided opportunity that I am provided, or a regular individual without a background is provided. So they have no choice but to resort to violence or to resort to the stereotype that has been placed upon them. We need to humanize people. We need to let them know that they are care for and that they can be productive members of society. I think that's a start with the studio.
And music helps do that.
Absolutely.
Ari Williams is a defense attorney who is one of the people behind this new recording studio at Stateville Correctional Center. Just a few seconds left, Ari, but how will you measure success?
We do surveys at the end. I will be in and out. I am not there every session, but we will be in and out checking on them, making sure the studio is up and running and they are learning and they are growing from it. And then hopefully someone can make a hit record and that hit record can provide a contract for them in the future and generational wealth and income for their families when they're out of prison. We don't know, but we won't know until we try. And this is an opportunity for us to try it and see how it works. And then once we get those positive results, trust me, the world will know.
I wish you great success, and I'm glad you took time to share your ideas with us today.
I appreciate you for calling me. You guys have a great day.
You too. Ari Williams, an attorney working on this recording studio at Stateville Correctional Center. All right, that is Ari Williams. What do you think? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. She is arranged for this recording studio in Stateville. We'll take your calls, but first a visit with Mary with a look at the weather and traffic. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. We were just talking to attorney Ari Williams, who has helped arrange for a recording studio inside Stateville Prison.
I think that if we provide care for them while they are in there and assist with rehabilitation, treating them like human beings so that when they get out, they can feel like they are worthy. What happens is society condemns them continuously. They serve their sentence, they do their time, they get out, they're labeled as felons. They're not provided opportunities that I am provided or a regular individual without a background is provided.
That's it.
So they have no choice but to resort to violence.
That is attorney Ari Williams and what she thinks. What do you think? We'll start with Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on WGN.
Yeah, I used to be part of a ministry called Kairos. I couldn't be now because I've turned totally blind, but we worked in Stateville in maximum security, and we worked with some prisoners who would deliberately turn their backs toward us while we were trying to conduct group activities. That's the way they were at the beginning of our weekend. At the end of our weekend, they were participating in our study groups. They were exchanging hugs with us. I mean, the transformation under the right kind of influence in ministry is just amazing. And I'm totally in favor of what she's talking about because it's going to give them a way to feel productive and useful. And this is a good thing. And by the way, contrary to the misnomer, prisoners in a maximum security section do not have cable TV and they do not have luxurious rec rooms. It's hell in there.
Listen, you've got the experience there. I'm glad you called. I appreciate your participation, Mark. Thank you, Mark. You are going to jump to line two. And Matt, you disagree?
Yeah, I do. I've been a victim of violent crime 3 times in my adult life.
I'm sorry.
My big issue is we all know somebody does a crime, it gets reduced, dismissed. They go to jail for 30 days or 60 days. This is prison, which means these people elected and chose to do these actions that got them there multiple times, not just one time.
Right. Okay.
They shouldn't be coddled. Prison is meant as a punishment. Yes, when their time is up, okay. And I understand like occupational training and such.
Well, look, that's what I'm getting at, Matt. I'm glad you brought that up. So let me ask you this. Would you feel the same way if it was a welding program?
No, I would feel different.
Okay, I bet there are more jobs out there in the music industry than there are in the welding industry.
No, because the music industry is a 1 in a million shot that somebody's going to have enough money in their pocket, but, you know.
Well, to make it big, yeah. To make it big, sure. But, I mean, work at a corner club or something. I don't know that they're going to lead to jobs. I'm glad you brought up, because that's what I was thinking, the comparison to like, shop class. Maybe this is the 21st century version of a shop class.
Again, she was talking about how some have children that were born while they were in prison and they don't get to see their family. That person chose that life that put them there.
Yeah, I appreciate the call,
and,
Matt.
And there has to be accepted responsibilities.
All right,
there you go.
We're going to keep going here. Thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. And to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good afternoon. Matt kind of stole my thunder.
Okay, see you later, Tom.
No. I believe in rehabilitation, but before rehabilitation, there's punishment. If you're in prison, you have committed. All I'm saying is you need to be punished. And you're not meant to be coddled. It's not meant to be comfortable. And
so, what about the question I posed to Tom? If it was, sure. Or rather, to Matt. If it was, thanks. If it was shop class, if it was carpentry or something like that,
absolutely.
Would you feel different? You'd feel differently?
100% on board.
Okay.
100% on board. And music business is a lot of entrepreneurs, and it's a total crapshoot. The country's short of skilled help, welders, plumbers.
That's an interesting thought. Yep. I'm glad you called,
totally
Tom.
Totally skilled.
Appreciate
All right, thank
it.
You.
All right. You be well. Thanks for listening.